we've got Michigan's dynamic duo doing good for so many people. Dan Lepp, president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. His lovely wife, Amy Lepp, co-founder of Impact 100 Oakland County and chairman of the Children's Trust Fund Board. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Paul W., Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and the same to you, Amy.
Good morning, Paul W.
Nice to have you both here. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan partnering with the Children's Trust Fund by sponsoring the 2022 PAM Posthumous Signature Auction, raising money for child abuse prevention programs in local communities. In fact, Dan and Amy are serving as co-chairs of this 20th annual PAM Posthumous Signature Auction. And Amy, as chair of the Children's Trust Fund Board of Directors, tell us about the organization for those who maybe aren't aware of the work you guys are doing.
More than happy to, Paul W., and thank you for the opportunity to share. The bottom line is that the Children's Trust Fund is a very unique organization, and it is the one organization that is solely committed to working on preventing child abuse and neglect across every county in the state of Michigan. So in addition to the 20 years of the auction, it's our 40th year of being here and working to support children and families across the state. We provide some base funding to every county in the state with our partners, and then we provide additional grants with programs that are identified in the local communities as specific areas of need to help prevent child abuse and neglect across the state. So it's sort of a two different levels of funding, one again for each county and then additional for those who see unique needs in their communities.
This PAM Posthumous Signature Auction has had to have been, as so many things, virtually held the last couple of years due to the pandemic. Now the plan is to get to the Michigan State University Breslin Center in East Lansing. And Amy, I know that's important because this event is so important to the Children's Trust Fund. Just how important is it?
It's very critical. So when I became chair, that was the first year we had to move to remote. So the last 2 years have been remote. We're also pulling it back to the original time, which coincides with the Child Abuse Prevention Month in April. So we'll be holding it live, fingers crossed to all, I'm sure, in May. And our goal is to raise $550,000. No. And the importance of that raising of the funds is that we can get federal matches and draw down additional money that can go back to the different communities. So all donations are eligible for federal dollar matching, so we can really double our funds for all of the generosity that people bring to this.
So very, very important. Dan, we've followed you for years. I've been happily a spokesperson for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan for years, supporting your fabulous work. For your members and for all of Michigan, for that matter, and as president and CEO of Michigan's largest health insurer, why was it important for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan to partner with the Children's Trust Fund?
Well, I think, Paul, obviously the issue itself is critical to the future of our state, of our country. The neglect and abuse is really, when you look at the statistics, it's pretty amazing how impactful it is. And to try to make a difference, I think the Children's Trust Fund has been around and is established in what they do in all the counties in Michigan. And, you know, we operate and have subscribers in all counties in Michigan. And we pick a signature event every year, a charitable event. And, Paul, you've been around a lot of them, whether it's Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. This time it's the Children's Trust Fund, where we totally commit as a corporation to help raise money for the cause. And you know, neglect and abuse of children is obviously an enormous priority, and if we can make a difference to help the trust fund, and again, Amy talked about drawing down those federal dollars where you double your money, which means you can double your impact on what you do in these communities.
You know, it's good to remind people just how bad a problem this is, acutely aware that child abuse is, in fact, an urgent health issue. The number of children affected, a higher number than one would expect in these United States.
I think one out of seven is impacted by it, and frankly, families are impacted by it. And the stretch through is amazing. And anytime you can hit that core issues early and before to prevent this this from happening is really key. I mean, you have to deal with it when it does happen, obviously, but prevention of abuse and neglect, where you get it, you know, sort of on the core, where you can make a difference before it happens, I think is really key, and that's part of what really brought us to saying, wait a minute, let's step up and try to make a difference.
Well, Blue Cross equipping families with the resources, the tools necessary to strengthen the health and well-being of our state's youth. You've done it since I've known you. You used to do things like that. I remember being at Ford Field with Matthew Stafford with the stands full of kids. You've worked hard on keeping our kids healthy in ways that they can do certain things for themselves. It's all been very good. So, Amy, any final thoughts for our listeners this morning on maybe how we can get involved?
Yeah, I would just encourage people to go to the website, which is michigan.gov/CTF, and learn more about the organization. It's been an incredible role, and very honored to be able to be part of this organization. An amazing team, hardworking, in addition to seeing our partners across the state who are so, so dedicated to doing what they do.
Well, and they are very lucky to have the dynamic duo together. Dan Lepp, president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, throwing the power of his position behind all of this, and Amy Lepp, too, co-founder of Impact 100 Oakland County and chairman of the Children's Trust Fund Board. You can go to michigan.gov/CTF for more information. Thank you both for all the work you always do. We really appreciate it. Good luck on this. And since the thing is happening in May, I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon about it.
All right. Thanks, Paul W.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul W.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you.